With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Montana Governor Steve Bullock's budget director says legislative analysts' state revenue outlook may be overly optimistic. Dan Villa estimates the state's real revenue growth rate is just higher than 7% over last year, and that's about half of the estimate from the Legislative Fiscal Division. Villa says the final revenue numbers will probably end up somewhere between his office's previous forecast and the one used by the legislature to write the state budget. If so, he says there is a possibility that some state agencies may receive some money back after multiple rounds of spending cuts across government. An attorney for the Whitefish woman suing a neo-Nazi website publisher says a trial date has been set for early 2019. This after a federal magistrate judge today concluded that Andrew Anglin could be held liable for the conduct of readers who carried out an anti-Semitic, quote, troll storm against Tanya Gersh's family. Judge Jeremiah Lynch recommended that Gersh be allowed to proceed with her lawsuit's claims against Anglin, the publisher of the Daily Stormer. Helena attorney John Morrison represents Gersh in this case.
It's a very well-organized and well-reasoned and well-supported order by Judge Lynch, and we're very pleased by it.
Gersh claims anonymous internet trolls bombarded her family with hateful and threatening messages after Anglin published their personal information, including her 12-year-old son's Twitter handle and photo. Anglin's lawyers argue that he has a constitutional right to express his political speech about Gersh and isn't liable for his readers' words or actions. A former Florence pain doctor convicted of overprescribing opioids, leading to the deaths of two patients, will remain out of prison while he appeals his case. The Ravalli Republic reports 69-year-old Chris Christensen paid a non-refundable $20,000 for a bond Tuesday. His attorney also filed notice of appeal to the Montana Supreme Court. A jury convicted the former physician of 22 felonies last year, including two counts of negligent homicide in the deaths of Greg Griffin and Kara Philbrick-Lenker. Christensen was sentenced in February to 20 years in prison, with 10 years suspended. Gallatin County search and rescue teams have recovered the remains of a Bismarck, North Dakota physician who went missing in the area nearly 3 years ago. Sheriff Brian Gutkin says that 26 searchers and 8 dogs again searched last Saturday in a field south of the town of Willow Creek, where Dr. Patrick Fitzpatrick's abandoned vehicle was found in 2015. A bloodhound located Fitzpatrick's remains on a rolling hillside about a mile from where his vehicle was found. Gutkin says searchers had looked in the area for 4 days in July 2015 and attempted another search in March 2017. Late last month, they tried again. Fitzpatrick, who was 74, was last seen at a Bozeman bank in July 2015. Gutkin said today that there is no indication of foul play. The Stillwater County Sheriff's Office plans a search tomorrow for a 45-year-old Illinois man who is considered missing under suspicious circumstances after his vehicle was found Sunday evening in South Central Montana. Sergeant Randy Smith says a Dodge Charger belonging to Paul Batson was found in the town of Reed Point, about 60 miles west of Billings along I-90. Officers want to talk with anyone who may have had contact with Batson, who is described as being 6 feet 2 inches tall, with brown eyes and brown hair. The resident of the Chicago suburb of Batavia apparently was in Montana looking for work. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Flathead National Forest and Glacier National Park are preparing a new comprehensive management plan for the Three Forks of the Flathead River and want the public's input. That's according to an announcement today from the U.S. Forest Service. Chris Schustrom is with Montana Trout Unlimited. He says the Flathead's existing management plan is more than 20 years old and out of date.
It didn't really address fisheries issues because native fish were in good shape at that point. And a lot of native fish species in the Flathead, they're in trouble now.
The new federal management plan will evaluate the health of the Flathead watershed and map out future stewardship goals. It will also create a water monitoring strategy for the next 15 to 20 years. The Three Forks of the Flathead River are managed under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act of 1968. Under it, designated rivers must follow federal planning guidelines. The Forest Service and Trout Unlimited's Schustrom agree that
it's really important for the public to be engaged in the process, to attend the public meetings.
A series of public meetings over the next 6 months will address a variety of concerns, beginning with water quality on the evening of May 16th. That meeting will be held at the Cedar Creek Lodge in Columbia Falls. Information on upcoming meetings and a link to updates on the Comprehensive River Management Plan can be found on our website, mtpr.org. Sheriff's officers in Wyoming say two men drove around at least two road closed signs due to faulty navigation device information while trying to get to Yellowstone National Park and had to be rescued from deep snow. Park County, Wyoming authorities said today that the 60 and 85-year-old men from California and Indiana likely won't be cited for using the road northwest of Cody. The road has been closed and unplowed since last fall. Snow still covers much of the route, but the men said their navigation device showed it was open. Their Nissan SUV got stuck Tuesday about a mile from the last road closed sign. The men called for help on a cell phone. Rescuers got them out with help from a resident with a pickup truck. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.